Well, it's the afternoon show. Good golly, Miss Molly, you sure like the balls. Hey, good afternoon, people. How's your day been? Hopefully it's been a groovy Tuesday. It's been a different one for me, and that's a good thing. I guess sometimes you just need to wash the soul and see what washes off, right? That's what I think. Anyway, I got a pretty cool show for you this afternoon, and gonna not shift gears. We're gonna put it in like a different gear. Gonna focus on something that's really cool. I think you'll like where I'm going with this. So, you know, it's springtime's coming up real fast, and I can't wait, man. I'm so over the cold, and I'm over the snow, and I'm over everything. So I'm ready to get to work on putting this place together, and then get my fanny out on the fucking road where I belong. So check this out. I don't know what it is about X-ray specs, but when I hear X-ray specs, I want to dance. Obsessed with you. And Iggy Pop, I always want to boogie when I hear the Iggy. 5'1". I love that album too, that New Values. God, there's such cool tracks on there. Billy's a Runaway, New Values, 5'1". Yeah, it's just some really cool tracks, and I dig Iggy a whole bunch. So yeah, today has been interesting. How about you all? Shoot me an email or call. Let me know how your day went, and maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. So I spoke with Mike Spent today, and he's going to definitely do the interview with me, and Andrew's going to definitely do the interview with me. So Thursday I'm going to have two really cool interviews. I'm excited about that. I love talking to people about their stuff and what's going on. I love knowing what's going on and what's next, and it gives me something to look forward to. And you know, when you dig a band like I do, like, you're just so excited about, like, new material or, you know, a tour coming up. I do. And I'm really excited about Punk Rock Bowling. You know, it's been a long time since I was excited about Punk Rock Bowling. I haven't been in a long time because it got, I don't know, it got really big and, like, really annoying. But you know what? I didn't. Just go and have fun, man. It's too many cool bands that did not go. And, you know what? There's, like, some other things. You know, Coachella got that way for me, too. Like, I used to do that, and the last time I went to Coachella, I worked it. And I was, like, a shuttle driver, taking people from the hotel to the, you know, out to the venue, to the Fairgrounds, whatever. And that was really fun, you know, chatting with people. I was making funny little videos and stuff and posting them on whatever was going on back then. Maybe it was Facebook, MySpace. Now it's Facebook, yeah. But I had so much fun. And you know, the thing I'm usually so bummed about big shows is the people. And it was the people that made it so much fun. And I had them singing along, and the girls flashing me their boobies and stuff on command with my phone, camera phone, and we were just having a blast with it, and I met some cool people, and had some fun with some couple of girls, and it was really neat. And after that, it was like I liked Coachella again, you know. So I just got to get out there and mix it up and stop being so scared of crowds and people and all that. And really, because you know what, this last shit, you know, 8 years that I've been out of the mix. Not so much stationary at home, but like I really had a good time, like traveling around, driving truck, and meeting people, and being just like, able to talk to strangers and not be all uptight about it. And I had a lot of fun. I know now why I did that. It wasn't about driving truck. It wasn't even about retiring from playing music. It was to write the album that I'm gonna be putting out, because I've been looking at it, like really looking at it. And the songs that I wrote, this album, over a 5-year period, I wrote this album, and then I kind of nuzzled up and put the formula together for the record here in the last 2 months. But in the last 2 months, I only added, I think, 5 songs to it, to a big collection that I picked 16 out of 35, or 37, 16 out of 37, yeah. And it was a hard choice too. There's some good stuff. I needed to get away from everybody's influence and everything that was normally what my writing was about, and get out amongst the world and write. And it was really interesting to see how it all came together. I didn't know that that's what I was doing until I just like a couple of days ago when I was reading through the songs. And fucking, I'm excited. I'm really excited to put this record out. And yeah, I think you people are gonna dig it. It's so much fun. Check this out. All right, 2020 with my yellow pills. And gosh, what a great song. And Josh Todd in the Conflict was fucked up. Oops, I said it. Well, I was just saying a song title. I wasn't swearing. yeah, Josh Todd and the Conflict is, I'm sure you all know who Josh Todd is, and if you don't, the singer from Buck Cherry, with his guitar player, Stevie D, is also in the Conflict, and, great band. They just shot a video that's really good. I think it's the Year of the Tigers they shot the video for, but, badass band, and with some badass songs. I'm a big fan, and I'm a big fan of all of his stuff. When that first Buck Cherry album came out, I was stoked, man. They came out right at a time when, the New American Mob was doing, we were doing our thing, and I was like kind of wondering if there was going to be any other rock and roll, popping up. And I heard that song, Lawless and Lulu, and I tripped. I was like, wow, who the fuck, who's this, man? This is good. And then it turned out it was this cat from the circle that I was running around with. Yeah, man, that album was so good. So good. Lots of good tracks. Just so you know, if you've got like something you want to hear that I ain't bringing up, that I'm not playing, shoot me an email. You can shoot it at Gaby Rocks, Gabey Rocks, ROX, at Gmail, or you can call in on the show, leave a voice message, like right on the show. You can call and leave a voice message, and I'll play that for you, because I want to turn you guys on to cool stuff, but I want you to turn me on to cool stuff too. Like I some of the greatest bands that I love, I got turned on to by people that I didn't even really know. I mean, they were like, we just happened to be talking music, but I love it when that happens, and then a lot of the bands that I love, I met on the road, when I was out, with one of my bands or one of the bands that I was in. We'd be on the road and we'd have a support band with us, or we'd be supporting somebody and there'd be some other bands on the bill. And after listening to their set, every night, if they're good and you're hearing that set every night, man, it's like you feel like you're part of it, and it's really a great feeling. And that's how I came to love Prima Donna so much, is did a couple of tours with those guys. And and Anti Nowhere League, like I knew a couple of the popular tracks, you know, but like I really didn't know that many songs by them. And we were the last Old Scars and Upstarts tour was like, they were so much fun and they were so good. And Animal, man, that dude's a very different kind of person, man. I like him a lot. But I got turned on to that, you know, like how really what a great band they were. And so you never know, man, who's who until you do a little time investigating. But so check this out. Well, there's that. Bad Luck Charms, One Track Mind. That's a great band. You can investigate and see who's in that band. I know who it is. Check it out. Do some research. Find out some things. And then email me and tell me what you found out. That band and that record right there is a good record. You should own it. It should be in your collection. And then we had the Clash with Somebody Got Murdered. And somebody did. It wasn't me, though. So, yeah. But you know what? Speaking of doing some research, so I've been doing some research here and there, looking at some bands and trying to see if there's new stuff that I can, you know, play. And what's happening is I'm finding out more about older bands that I didn't know than I am about newer bands. There's just not a lot of new bands that I've seen that are like over the top. I mean, there's a few. There are definitely a few. But what I'm finding is like a record that I didn't know a band had out, or hearing the tracks on it I never heard. And I'm having a lot of fun doing that. Sometimes it's just great to sit around the house and scroll through, you know, the iTunes or Amazon or Apple, whatever, and just check out, you know, the other stuff on the album. And what I used to do is I would come home from the road and I'd break out all these CDs I'd have in my little gig bag thing, where I keep all my stuff in, drag to the stage. And, you know, bands would kick me down the CD and they'd throw it in the bag. And instead of just throwing it in the bag and not checking it out, like I'd get home and that was the first day home, that's what I'd do. I'd load it into my iTunes and I'd spend the day listening to, you know, tracks of bands that I never heard. And I got a lot of cool stuff out of that. But, you know, music's my life. It's what I'm doing when I'm not doing music. It's what I'm doing when I am doing music. It's just, it's always a part of it. And today I needed to cleanse my soul, and I did that with music, you know. And I needed to feel sad, and I needed to break down a little bit. And it's been that way for a couple of days. And you know, I don't mind telling you that, it's just it, moving, packing up stuff and moving is a pretty gnarly deal. And you find things and a lot. So it's pretty heavy. And, I was talking to somebody else today and they were like feeling it. And, we're these humans, we're these little mechanisms of protoplasm that are like all kind of wired together. And, we can sense shit and we can smell shit and we can feel shit. And, I need human contact sometimes. And I've been like, you know, kind of isolated up, but we need human contact. And, I want to be sure that I know that, you know what I mean? I want to be sure that I don't forget that the next time I get all pushing people away, that, I need human contact. I need music and I need human contact because my soul is hungry for it. And I only feel right when I'm like doing things for others, like being of service or whatever. And being there for somebody. And I'm gonna play a song right now that that's what it's all about. And I gotta tell you, man, I listened to it today and it fucking did it for me, man. It was exactly what I needed. Check this out. There was the song that means so much to me was Fall Back Down, Rancid. I love it. Really gets me right there. And then Anti-Nowhere League, My God's Bigger Than Your God. And ain't he though? Ain't he? And Velvet Revolver, Succatrain Blues. Fucking sad deal there. Sorry about this cuss word. I'm doing pretty good though. I'm like only there twice now. I'm like cussing this afternoon, but that just the Scott Weiland thing, man. I that still messes me up. But you know what? He gave us some good music. He left some good music for us, and I'm glad that Duff and Slash could recognize that he had some good songs left in him when they put that band together. And you know, that's sometimes the way it rolls. But you know, I got some things that that I feel like I see. You know, I see like vision in certain things, and when I see that in a person, you know, like, I know some people are a mess, and it doesn't mean they don't have a soul, and it doesn't mean that they're not useful, and it doesn't mean that they can't get stuff done, you know what I mean? Because sometimes people can be a mess and still pull it, you know, still get it done, and Scott was one of those people, so there it is, plug on that. Hey, so I'm going to play a couple more and wrap it up. That's the evening show, and so I'm going to check my email tonight. I'm going to check it again tomorrow morning. That's Gaby Rocks, GabeyRox, @gmail. Shoot me an email at the Gmail and let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you want to talk about. Or you can do like Chase did, and you can tell me that I'm egotistical, self-centered son of a bitch, and I'll dedicate a whole show to you. Right, Chase? Won't I? Yeah! All right, so there it is, wrapping it up with New American Mob, Shoot Me. And, God, I love that. That was my opener song with the Mob. And it was actually the first song I wrote for that band. Remember that, ringing that E on the guitar and telling Henry, just go, just descend with the bass. I'm going to keep him banging on this E. And then we got Aaron in there and he started doing it. And that it just all came together like that. That was fun. That was a fun fucking band. Oh, I said it third time. I said it fourth time. Anyway, and then Dwayne Peters Gunfight from Checkmate. On the Moon, I think I played. Yeah. Or Spinal Tap. Hell, I can't remember. Anyway, see you later. And yes, close it out with some me. Because that way I know what I left you with. You know? Exactly what I left you with. So that's the evening wrap up. Thanks for riding with the goat. And don't forget to smile when you get home. It might be the best thing you do all day. See ya.